It is repeated in the name of Rav Pinchas Mikaretz that if chas v'shalom somebody is suffering from any difficult situation, a skula for him to be able to come out from these problems is that he should have complete betochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save him, and not even necessarily daven or do anything else, but have complete faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal teach us tefillah oisa mechza, that if somebody is suffering tefillah by davening oisa mechza, it takes care of 50% of all of the issue. But he says bitachin takes care of 100%. And that's how he explains that the pasuk says, Mat, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, as Klal Yisrael was standing by Yamsuf, Matitzik alai. And Melamed, Chazal teaches, Shoye Moshe Oymen Mespalo, Moshe Rabbeinu was davening, Omalai Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lois Eis Ata Laharach B'tfilah. Now is not the time for davening. What a difficult medrash. What does a Jew do when he's in a situation of trouble? A Jew davens when he's in a situation of trouble. And here the Chazal say that Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, Loi eis ato. Now is not the time to do daven. But that's pshat, what Rav Pinchas Mikaretz said. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Hishyatzvu ruas yishuas Hashem ashiyas lechem, Hashem yelochem lechem ve'atem tachrishim. All you need to do is remain silent and live with total bitachin, faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if that's the way you'll live, Davar Abnei Yisrael v'Yisrael, they'll be able to go safely across the Yam Suf and have nothing to worry about. And actually, the Naim Alimelech, in answer to the same question, what is Pshat, that Moshe Rabbeinu was, so to speak, told not to daven? This was a question that the Sar Shalom, the first Belzer Rebbe, sent to the Naim Alimelech as a question, how do we understand this pasuk? And the Naim Alimelech told him, there was once a king who had a daughter, and the daughter, the only child, a daughter, who was pregnant, and she was having difficulty with childbirth. And the king, her husband, the doctors, were all in the room, and the situation was quite serious. One of the king's closest confidants walked into the room and told the king, everybody should leave the room, just this woman, the king, and me should please leave the room. The king followed his directive, and everybody was left the room. And this friend, this confidant, asked the king to please leave the room and make an announcement that his daughter, Baruch Hashem, had a baby. And the king could not understand what was happening here. She had not yet had the baby. She was actually in grave danger. The advisor tells the king, just do what I say, and you'll see that everything is fine. The king did as he was told. He came out, he made a big announcement, my daughter had a baby, and at that point, a baby was indeed born. After this entire episode, the king asked his confidant, what is pshat? What is the explanation in what you did? So he said, it's exactly what happened here by Yetzias Mitzrayim. By Yetzias Mitzrayim, there were mekatrigim. There were those that, as we know, the Gemara says, the Malachim said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eloi Oiv Deved Zara, Ve'eloi Oiv Deved Zara, both Klai Yisrael and the Mitzrim are both Oiv Deved Zara. And at that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Matitzak, the more you call out to me, it causes that the side that should not want Klai Yisrael to have Yeshua to come to me with arguments that there should not be a Yeshua. What is the right thing to do? What is the smart thing to do? Is just remain silent. Daba b'nei Yisrael v'yisoh. And he said the same thing was here by your daughter. There were a lot of people that are your enemies, as it is common with a king. There are people who are jealous. There are people who have an ayin hara. But when if they see that Baruch Hashem, the baby was born, they stop. So too, when we stop and we just completely rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of the mekatrikim, all of those that have what to say negatively against Klal Yisrael, fall away. The Medrash on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Lamed Gimel, the Pasuk says, Ranu Tzadikim B'Hashem, says the Medrash, Ranu Tzadikim El Hashem Ein Ksev Kan. It doesn't say El Hashem, El Bizma El Bahashem. Continues the Medrash, Bizman Shehim Royim. As soon as they see, Miyad Merananim, they immediately sing, Shenemar, the Pasuk in our parasha this week, V'yah Yisrael Siyar Agdola, Miyad Oz Yashim Moshim. What does this Medrash mean? What is the difference if it says El Hashem? What is the difference if it says Ba Hashem? And what does the Medrash mean to teach us that Bizman Shehein Royim, what do they see? The Shloah says that the Medrash says, Asidin Yisrael Loim Ashira Lasulavai. Ask the Shloah Kaddish, what is Pshat in this Medrash? There's a real redundancy here. Asidin Yisrael Loim Ashira Lasulavai. Asidim, they will say Shira Lasulavai in the future. Again, we find this redundancy. Explains the Shloah Kaddish that the Medrash means to say that Tzadikim don't wait for Lasad Lavai. They don't wait for the actual Nes to happen, for them to say Shira. But immediately their trust is so great in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they say Shira immediately. The Mari Yecheskel explains the Pasuk in Yeshaya Nun Beis. Kol Tzofayich Nosu Kol Yachta Viranenu Ka'ayin Ba'ayin Yiru B'Shuv Hashem Etzion. The voice of the watchman was heard. Together shall they sing, for they shall see eye to eye when Hashem returns to Tzion. So he asks, of course, when we will be zoichet to come back to Tzion, Mitziach Tzidkenu B'mheri Yemenu, what will all sing Shira, praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does it mean, the Kol Tzofayich, those who see? Says the and what is the song of the future? If we're speaking about a future song that we shall sing when Mashiach comes, Nasu Kol means that they already sung. So explains the Mari Yecheskel that Tzadikim already sing the song for the Yeshua, for the salvation, even when they're suffering. Even when they're suffering, they recognize that this suffering will come to an end because they believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, the Gemara Masech Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, says that when a person comes to Shemayim after he lives his life, one of the questions that he's asked is Tzapisa Li Yeshua. Why is the word Tzapisa used? Shouldn't it say Kavisa, you hoped, Chakita, you wait? What's Tzapisa? A tzaddik will be asked, and maybe that's what's expected from all of us. Tzapisa, did you already see the Yeshua in the time of darkness? A Jew has to have such a moon and a faith that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring us a Yeshua, that even during the dark, dark times, Tzapisa Li Yeshua, we already see the Yeshua. And that's Pshat, Kol Tzofayich, those who could see, they have such a moon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nasu Kol Yachtav, they already have sung, because their faith is so strong, that they see the Yeshua even before the Yeshua comes, because their Amun and Bitachin put the Yeshua in front of their eyes. That's Pshat in this week's parasha. V'yomer Moshe l'Hashem, Moshe l'Om, al tirou, hetziatz v'ruas Yeshuas Hashem eshiyase. Right away, v'yah Yisrael siyod agdol ashos Hashem Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael saw even before it happened. And that's what is said in the Shira. Oz Yoshe Moshe, Oz Kushara Hanais, Ola Libish Yoshe Shira. He didn't experience the Nais. He saw the Nais because he believed in the Nais. And that's why he said, I believe in the Nais. And if I believe in the Yeshua Hashem, I could say Shira even before the Nais actually happens. Ranu tzadikim el Hashem ein ksev kan. That we don't sing only when we see the Yeshua, but Ranenu Bahashem says the Medrash Bizman Shehim Royim. They see what there isn't yet to see, but they see it with their amunah, they see it with their betochen. And at that point, Miryad Miranenim, that's why they right away say Shira. And that's why the conclusion of that Medrash of Ranan Tzadikim Bahashem is the pasuk that we just quoted. Shenema v'yai Yisrael siyad agdayla miyad os yoshe Moshe. Klai Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu sang the Shira before they saw the Nes. They sang the Shira because they believed in the Nes. Klai Yisrael doesn't need to wait for Nisim to happen. We sing and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of our pure faith and trust in Hashem.